Everyone in my family has gotten fully vaccinated. This is a great discovery. No corners were cut. We've had hundreds of millions of people vaccinated, and serious side effects are extraordinarily rare. There is no evidence of any long-term negative consequences. But I understand that people have concerns, they have questions, they're tired of COVID. And yes, many people who get COVID aren't seriously ill, but far too many have died.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A man from California is in police custody after authorities found a bayonet and machete in his truck. Donald Craighead was arrested overnight after the discovery was made near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. U.S. Capitol Police reporting there was a swastika on the truck in addition to what officials call other white supremacist symbols. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Our rain chance tonight is going to drop off, but it's coming back again tomorrow. We'll be associated with bands of rains that are coming onshore repeatedly. Some of those could produce heavy rains and gusty winds. Upwards 3-4 inch rainfall totals could be collected. We have that 30% chance tonight, increasing to 70% during the day. Off and on activity tomorrow, mostly overcast, the mid-80s. Tuesday night, 50-50 and 70-80% for more rain bands coming and going. Wednesday, some could bring heavy rains and gusty winds. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Are you in need of roof repair, roof replacement, or roof installation services? We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof, we use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3500. That's 205-222-3500.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. No Mike Hinson tonight. He's on. We'll just say he's on assignment. I think that just works out better. But the thing that we've got to talk about is what a fantastic win for the Saints yesterday. And Mike's not here, but Tony's here, and we can he can help out with talking about some of this. What a game, man.
Man, it was so nice to see. I love the Saints, and I've been a Jameis Winston denier. I have been so against him. When they got him, I was like, man, this isn't it. Out of all the people, you picked him. I don't know what Sean Payton did. I don't know what laboratory he took him to, but LASIK Winston showed up last night.
He
LASIK
sure did.
Winston came for blood.
Yes, he did. And, you know, not a bad game. He had, you know, just a pedestrian 5 touchdown throws.
Including a 55-yard throw. It, like, this dude is killing it out there, showing no mercy. And honestly, you'll love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was 14 of 20 passing. Only 148 yards of passing, but that's mostly because the field position that the Saints got almost every time was fantastic. So.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of those touchdowns were in the red zone. That's where the drive started, but only because we had like really great turnovers. The interceptions were crazy. Aaron Rodgers was MVP last year, and now 2 interceptions? Opening game?
Right.
Man, it's that Florida heat.
I guess so. Just a good, complete team victory.
Absolutely.
The defense was outstanding. Even being a little banged up and had no David Onyemata due to suspension. But, man, it shows how good Jeff Ireland is and Mickey Loomis at player development and drafting well. Because, you know, these guys that have stepped up and just played phenomenal yesterday, and just a great win.
Absolutely. You look at teams like Tampa Bay or Seattle, and you talk about a committee offense. They just got like an ensemble cast. I think we have committee coaching, committee leadership with the Saints. The people making the decisions always make great decisions, and you love to see it. But you were talking about the defense and being a little banged up. Did you see the news about Marshon Lattimore?
I did. That he's going to need to have surgery on his thumb. And he played the second half of the game with a cast on it. I mean, wouldn't he be able to do the same thing next week?
Maybe. But surgery, it goes here and there. However, that's the bad news. He had a lot of good news also. He signed
like $100 million.
Yeah.
Things that it
5-year, $97 million extension. It could be worth up to $100 million. I guess that depends on like playoffs and stuff, but it's a $68.3 million guaranteed.
And that's the most guaranteed money a defensive back has ever gotten.
Yeah, right. It's like someone told him to go break a leg, and he was like, "Well, I'll do this instead."
How about a thumb? But you know what? And kudos to him too yesterday, because he guarded, you know, whenever he was out there, he was guarding Davante Adams, who's one of the best wide receivers in the league. And he, I mean, I don't really remember much, like maybe 1 or 2 catches. I mean, he was shut down yesterday.
Absolutely. And it's not just the receivers, it's the ground game as well. Aaron Jones is also low-key one of the best running backs in the league. And where did he go? Nowhere. The Saints held it down on all fronts. And without Michael Thomas entering into a post-Drew Brees era, it looked a little shaky. Like, I'm not going to lie. The Packers for the first game, but man, it was a beautiful thing to see. And I think, honestly, it's like something you said when we were watching the game yesterday, you brought up how important this game is, not just as, like, making a statement for the Saints as, like, post-Brees era, but after Ida and like everything we've just gone through, it's so important to the city, you know, and it's just so nice to see them deliver like that.
Yeah, you know, and we talked about it too, that you know, it's been a hellacious past couple of weeks, and really the 3 hours and some change yesterday is truthfully about one of the few times I could say like there's been a little bit of joy you know, around here.
And we didn't even get Mardi Gras this year.
What's that?
We didn't even get Mardi Gras this year.
No, I mean, it's been. Well, I should say the last 2 weeks, but really the last 2 years have been pretty crappy. But you know, it was well deserved win, and you know, we were talking about the game and projecting, you know, who we thought were going to win on Friday. My gut feeling was the Saints were going to win, you know, and maybe it's because I think about, like, you know, I believe in the idea that, like, you know, you can't just get crap sandwich all the time. Like, and we've been eating a crap sandwich for a couple of weeks now. Mm-hmm. And you got to have a little bit, you know, you get a, you know, the positive thing that comes your way. And I felt like, you know, this was something that was well needed, well deserved. And but I would have never have guessed that they would have taken care of business like they did yesterday. I mean, my goodness, to make Aaron Rodgers look that bad. Mm-hmm. And now you can cue the conspiracy theorists that are saying, well, you know, Rodgers doesn't want to be there anyways, and it shows.
Yeah, he definitely was like throwing the game yesterday. It's ridiculous. It's like he didn't get his way, so he just goes out there and pouts. He looks like a basset hound. He's always just really sad out there, and that's not how you do it.
No, and you know, and actually was talking with Patty earlier today whenever she came in talking about the game, and she brought up a good point too about how, if you remember, like, the games that, you know, the Saints would lose, and at the end of the game they're losing, but Drew Brees was still sitting on the sideline with a Surface Pro and still trying to figure out what, you know, what they can do to try to win the game or try Absolutely. To make, you know, make a statement. You didn't see that yesterday when they pulled Rodgers at the end of the, you know, with 10 minutes left in the game.
Browning.
Yeah, he's just chilling on the bench and no big deal, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I had a nickname for Eli Manning back in the day. It was aw shucks. Now that's Aaron Rodgers, except Eli Manning tried. It was funny when he did it because he would go out there and he'd just be like, aw shucks. But Aaron Rodgers is just, aw shucks.
Whatever.
Yeah, but that brings me to a good point about the Saints. It's I don't want to be a downer. I don't want to put a damper on anything because I'm super excited about this. But we played against a half-assed Packers team. Mm-hmm. Is this a flash in the pan? Do you think we have the sustainability? What's going to happen when we come up against Tampa? What's going to happen when we come up against like Seattle or like a team that's actually going to like be competent? You know,
right. Well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, but I'm hoping that whenever we come up against those teams, we're going to be healthy too. So that could be, you know, that could be huge because we should have, knock on wood, we should have Michael Thomas back for those games.
Yes, absolutely. Because I look at the schedule, and I think we will go into week 7 undefeated. I think we will come out of that week 6 bye undefeated. We play New England, Carolina, the Giants, and Washington. If we lose, buddy, it's gonna be a weird time for sure. Mm-hmm. But then we come up against Seattle in an away game. Then we play Tampa. Mm-hmm. Then we play the Falcons, and the Falcons are trash. But I guess sometimes they get us. I don't know.
Well, they're, you know, it's one of those things, the old phrase that you can throw the records out whenever you play against the Falcons, because they want nothing more than to pee on our parade. And, you know, even if they're not a good team, which they're not, that was showed yesterday with the whooping they took, they still get up for a game against the Saints and want to play the role of spoiler. But overall, just a great win for the Saints and great win for the city. And I loved the post-game interview with Jameis and him talking about how, you know, that they went out there and they had the extra motivation because they didn't want to let anybody hear down, you know, with Absolutely. Everything we've went through. and I thought that was really mature of him. And mm-hmm. he just, you know, I was with you whenever they first signed. I'm like, what in the hell? Why? But I'm telling you, he's kind of growing on me.
Yeah. He was a savage on the field, but he was really sportsmanlike and really respectable with, like, mm-hmm. his whole post-game thing. And I was like, wow, he sounded very driven and focused with his intentions. Right. And, you know, it's just a promising thing to see, especially with me being skeptical going into it.
Yeah, and I don't know if you caught, I saw it today, that whenever Drew Brees was doing the breakdown of the game on NBC, and whenever they showed the 55-yard touchdown pass by Winston. He said, well, now they've got somebody with an arm that can push the ball down the field.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's cool when one of the greatest says that you're doing something that they couldn't, right?
Right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We got a lot more football to talk about, and we'll talk a little bit more about Marshawn Lattimore's big payday, and we'll break down the rest of week one. So stick around.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Window Genie specializes in window cleaning, window tinting, pressure washing, gutter cleaning, and more. Window Genie is locally owned on both sides of the lake. Window Genie gives a streak-free guarantee. And why not transform your home this holiday season with the installation of winter holidays and Mardi Gras lighting the Window Genie way? We are fully insured, so make sure to call Window Genie where we clean windows and a whole lot more at 985-826-4200 on the North Shore and 504-264-5811 on the South Shore.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So I wanted to talk just a little bit more about the Saints game because, you know, I think there was a couple players that really stood out yesterday and that deserve to have a little bit of praise, and that is Juwan Johnson, who has converted from wide receiver to tight end this year. And I'm going to tell you what, I went and picked him up in fantasy football because I think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah, I think so too. But then again, I look at the past, you know, because Tony Jones Jr., Marcus Callaway, both hot ticket performers. I was really looking forward to their performances. I think that Callaway has a really good opportunity. He did really great during the preseason, and I think that with the absence of Michael Thomas, he really has a great opportunity to work out some beautiful chemistry with Jameis Winston. We just didn't see it. However, Juwan Johnson had a spectacular evening. But then I thought about it. And with Tony Jones Jr., I didn't pick him up in fantasy because I said, you know, he might be great, but he's the replacement to Latavius Murray. And he's going to only give me Latavius Murray numbers.
Right.
So I think about Juwan Johnson, and I think of Jared Cook. Jared Cook, easily a top 10 tight end. He's explosive. Mm-hmm. Great. When he's on, he's on. He really only had a couple. I mean, he had some great notable games with the Saints, but out of the season, not that many. So Juwan Johnson did great. Mm-hmm. Great. But I don't know. It could go to either one any given week, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think there's more opportunity for Juwan Johnson right now because Adam Trautman, you know, he was projected to be the number one tight end. But honestly, with what I've seen out of Juwan Johnson in the preseason and at training camp, to me, he's outplayed Adam Trautman. And I think he's played, up to being a number one tight end, and not only being a number one tight end on the team, but being, the possibility of being a force, you know, something you have to, you know, another weapon for the Saints and for Sean Payton, because it's so important to have a good tight end, especially in a Coach Payton offense. I think there's some good games coming in the future for Juwan Johnson, and I'm big on him. I really like the fact that he was a tight end, so he's a lot more athletic. And man, both touchdowns that he had yesterday, both were great catches. One was high and he went up and got it, and the other one was on the side, on the sideline, and he had a little toe drag swag, if you will, to pull it in. And I'm excited about him. And again, like, it goes back to what we were talking about, is the development of these guys that nobody's really heard of.
It
speaks volumes to what they're doing. And I made the statement all along that I believe that this is a playoff team. If they can continue to play like that, which, to be fair, I don't think they can, because I don't think any team can play on that kind of level every game.
Absolutely not.
but
I think that they will keep the same momentum for sure. Especially, like I said, I will bank on it. They will go into week 7 undefeated. They will be 6-0.
I agree with you. I don't see the Patriots being able. The Patriots would probably be the best chance, I think, maybe mm-hmm. of them losing. Carolina doesn't show much, even with Sam Darnold now. I'm not really that impressed with him. Christian McCaffrey can only do so much.
Yeah, absolutely. The only team, honestly, that I'm worried about is maybe Washington. Washington, I think, while they are a towards the bottom tier in terms of teams, I still think that they have the capability to hold their own in some games.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think they've got a good young defense, and I really like the quarterback that, well, with Fitzpatrick going out, going to miss like 4 to 6 weeks, I think. I forgot what the kid's name is that took over for him, but I like him. He played in the playoff game for him last year, and I thought he did great. And truthfully, I would have probably have went with him over Fitzpatrick anyways, but let's take a break. We got to get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk about the rest of the NFL Week 1 and maybe even a little LSU talk. So we'll be back with more after the news. Humanity is a nowhere scene. When
everybody has an AR-15. My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com, where we'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 AM.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegian Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher, one of the hundreds of nursing home residents who were evacuated for Hurricane Ida but taken to a warehouse with little creature comforts, is suing the home's owner and the state health department. Baton Rouge lawyer Ron Haley represents Darlene Franklin of New Roads. He says she not only lived in a Bob Dean-owned home, she used to work for him.
The tragic irony with Ms. Franklin is that Ms. Franklin actually was an employee for Bob Dean and retired as a nurse there in 2016. And 5 years later, she's a victim of...
Several of those evacuees died. Dean's operational licenses have been pulled. So far, no official statement from Dean or LDH. A Tangipahoa Hall Parish man arrested for allegedly threatening an out-of-state power line repairman with a gun. TPSO Chief Jimmy Travis says it happened Friday on Highway 445 after 35-year-old Kendrick James messed with a utility crew.
He's waving a gun and threatening them, telling them they have no authority. We charged him with aggravated assault of a utility worker.
This is news on LRN.
I wanted my job.
If my mother got sick, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I got vaccinated for my daughter.
I trust the science.
The reason why I got the COVID vaccine was because of my my newborn child and my at-risk wife. I got vaccinated to keep from it happening to me.
I talked to my doctors about it, did my research, and they've done a lot of research, and I think they know what they're doing.
Visit covidvaccine.la.gov or call 1-855-453-0774 to schedule your COVID-19 vaccination today.
Older people are among the most vulnerable after disasters like Hurricane Ida. Not only are they dealing with power outages, lack of fuel, and other necessities, they may also have medical issues or be especially susceptible to the heat. They may be unable to get out of their homes, and they may not ask for help. So AARP Louisiana encourages you to check on your elder neighbors. A daily visit could do you both some good. AARP is here in Louisiana to help you, your families, and your friends get back on your feet. Find helpful recovery information at aarp.org/LA.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Since 1938, Door Furniture has been a trusted local business, furnishing your homes in and around New Orleans. Door is always keeping an eye on the latest styles and trends to fit your home. Our design team will make decorating your home fun and simple. We are a unique, wonderful city, and the products at Door reflect the areas we serve. So come into Door Furniture today for the styles, colors, and designs that will make your house a home. Covington and New Orleans.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We're breaking down the first week of the NFL season, and we talked a lot about the Saints, but I want to talk about some of the other games that happened this week. And the first one is I wanted to talk about the Seahawks and the Colts, because the Seahawks actually have a new offensive coordinator, and it looks like it's working out pretty well for him, because he had a Russell Wilson had a great game. Let's see, he was just some this is just some the next gen stat of the game. He was 5 for 9, 68 yards and 3 touchdowns when under pressure. And he was 13 of 14 for 186 yards whenever he didn't have in a touchdown without pressure. So 4 touchdowns in the game. I think that, you know, if they could get, if the Seahawks could get a stud running back, watch out. But you know, Chris Carson's okay. But if they had one of the, you know, if they could get a frontline running back, that team could be super dangerous.
I absolutely agree. The Seahawks have been overdue for at least a Super Bowl attempt for years. Mm-hmm. They've been so dynamic. Russell Wilson, like, you were just praising him, but I feel like those praises are applicable for the past 3-4 seasons.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. The whole team is great. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a committee offense. Chris Carson may not be the best running back, but I would certainly put him in the top 10. When he's on, he's on. I just hope they have good. I hope they have a good season, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I know my wife; she's a big Seahawks fan, so we have to. We're a house divided, but she is a Saints fan too. But she definitely loves her some Seahawks. The irony, though, is that she's not a big fan of the head coach, but I don't know of anybody that really is. So. Let's see here. Another game, which was really surprising to me, was it was a good game, but I figured it was going to be more of a high-scoring affair, was Pittsburgh and Buffalo. And Pittsburgh's defense, holy smokes.
Yes.
Wow.
yeah, surprisingly, because their offense is they have a lot of really good players, but they're all kind of like middle of the pack, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful to see that. At least their defense is more than compensating for where the offense definitely has some chinks in the armor. Mm. But Buffalo, I think, is a great example of what you were just talking about with Seattle, just needing a good running back.
Yeah.
Buffalo had a really good season last year. I'm going to put it that way.
Yeah.
And I think one big thing changed it, and I'm not even trying to gas this one player up, but Stephon Diggs changed everything for them, I think. They just had one explosive weapon added to their arsenal, and Josh Allen's already great, but dude, with Stephon Diggs, that's a nasty man.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, talking about them needing a run game, it seemed like, and I don't know why they continued to call the play, but they kept calling a quarterback draw, and it wasn't working. It didn't work one time the whole game, and I don't understand why they kept doing it when it wasn't working, but the pressure that the Steelers defense got on Josh Allen was crazy yesterday.
Absolutely.
and truthfully, I mean, they had a defensive touchdown. They blocked a punt and scored a touchdown off of it, but and ended up winning. I think was 23-16 was the final. Yeah, 23-16 was the final on it. But to your point about the Steelers, it's almost like the Steelers, they've got probably 3 or 4 average or a little bit above average wide receivers, yeah, but none that are like really studs.
They're all BB minuses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're deep.
Did you have any rookie of the year predictions?
Ooh. If I were going to pick an offensive rookie of the year,
it's like there's the Trevor Johnsons.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Whatever. Sunshine. Trevor Lawrence.
Sunshine.
But the biggest disappointment for me right now is Najee Harris.
I would have originally said that.
Yeah, that was my pick. And man.
But after watching him yesterday, he had at the end of the game, he had a couple of decent runs. But, man, I expected a lot more. And yeah. For him to be, I thought, and maybe, you know, everybody has a bad game, but his pass catching out of the backfield yesterday was horrendous.
Yeah, it's just not looking good. It's just not what I really wanted to see, especially from someone with so much promise. But, yeah. Hey, who knows? Maybe it's just he's just having trouble seeing the ball or something.
Which, to be fair, Jamar Chase had a great game for the Bengals for not being able to see the ball. I know he had a touchdown, and I think he had well over 100 yards receiving.
Look at him overcoming adversity.
Right.
What do you think, BJ? Do you think that that's a genuine first year issue, or do you think that that's just him being stupid?
I kind of have to go with the latter. Like, even if it's legit, don't say that. Just say, you know, going into the professional game is difficult. There's differences in it, and I just need to be, you know, own it instead of saying the ball not having white stripes on it is causing him not to catch the ball. Say he needs to be more focused. Maybe own the issue a little bit more. Say I need to focus more, and I need to step up my game and be prepared for playing at this level. Don't go to the media and say that the ball's hard to see because it doesn't have a white stripe on it.
It's so bad. And for those who don't know, here's something to laugh at this Monday. He said, quote, "The ball is different because it is bigger. It doesn't have the white stripes on the side, so you can't see the ball coming from the tip point. So you actually have to look for the strings on the ball at the top, which is hard to see because the whole ball is brown and you have these six strings that are white." What?
Exactly. And you know, I was happy for Joe Burrow. He got a win yesterday, even though they did have to go to overtime to get it. But he looked good.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, I think he's going to take a couple of years, but I think that he'll be a decent quarterback when it comes down to it.
I do, too. I think that between him and Justin Herbert from the Chargers.
Yeah, Justin Herbert was great last year. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does this year.
I think those two guys could be the future of the NFL with what they can do. I mean, people say that about Trevor Lawrence also, but from what I saw yesterday and from what you and I saw when we went to the preseason game, I'm not seeing what everybody else is seeing. Yeah.
Even when he was in college and like I was watching him play against Alabama and like winning against Alabama, which is a big deal in college, I never saw it. And it's even like with Alabama quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts. I love you, Jalen Hurts, and honestly, you didn't do too bad this week. But Jalen Hurts was a great college quarterback, did not translate. Tim Tebow, great college quarterback, did not translate. Right. Johnny Manziel not translate. Trevor Lawrence will not translate.
I think you're right. I just don't see it. I mean, he was great at Clemson, but I'm just not seeing what the Jaguars are seeing. And to be fair though, like Zach Wilson with the Jets, like I don't get that one either. And really, I'm trying to think if there's any other rookie quarterbacks out there that that would be somebody that could step up and be a force in the future. But as of right now, like if the fact that I can't think of any of them probably means that there's nobody out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's like Mahomes definitely is no longer a rookie. He's getting really far away from that year. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like he's kind of the Superman, if you will, of like this generation of quarterbacks for sure. But Houston, what do you think? What do you think about Houston's future? We got Tyrod Taylor, but you know we were just talking about Herbert.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely interesting because, you know, you have Deshaun Watson, who's I think he still practices with them, but I think they're, from what I've read, that they're trying to keep him away from the team.
But Watson was an inside job.
Yeah, but what I've been reading is their asking price for him is so astronomical. I don't know who's going to be willing to pay it. They're wanting, I think from what I was reading, they want six players plus draft picks.
What?
Players and draft picks.
How? Make it make sense. How?
There's no way that anybody's gonna pay that for a player who's probably gonna be getting into some type of one way or the other, he's getting into some type of trouble, whether it's in civil court or with the league. Which also reminded me of something else too, that, you know, Deontay Harris played yesterday, but he got a DUI over the summer and they haven't suspended him, which is weird to me because usually that comes almost immediately. But I guess that, which is awful because they could do it at any time, but just weird. But yeah, from what I was reading earlier, was it yesterday? They want six players plus draft picks for Deshaun Watson.
Which is crazy because, the Texans aren't bad.
Yeah.
They have a good team. You can get a good mid-level quarterback to replace them and not do
well.
That makes sense. The Texans are the most self-sabotaging team in the franchise, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
They have so many opportunities to do great. And I think even last year when they were getting rid of a coach, he was straight up throwing games.
Mm-hmm.
They just sabotage themselves. And like I just said, Watson was an inside job. Not going to elaborate on that. Watson was an inside job. They just sabotaged themselves because they have a good team. They got Ingram out there. They got Cooks out there. Their defense, great. But, how do you expect to accomplish anything, if you can't even, negotiate, can't even replace? And Deshaun Watson, if he was here, if he was actually playing, I don't think that anyone would have any doubts. I think that players like Ingram and Cooks and even Watson would be some of the highest drafted players in fantasy. But, you know, you done goofed.
Right. Absolutely. Let's see here. Let's take a break and we'll come back. We'll wrap up the rest of the of week one and talk a little bit about LSU's win against McNeese State. So, we'll come back with more after this.
I have used and recommended mortgage loan officer Scott Forte of Forte's team at Eustace Mortgage to many of my clients. Forte's team at Eustace Mortgage is top notch. Based out of New Orleans since 1956, Eustace Mortgage brings 65 years of experience. The Forte team is available to help you with your mortgage lending needs 7 days a week. Make sure to contact the Forte team at Eustace Mortgage for your next home loan purchase or refi. Apply at closings or my Forte.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
In a world filled with darkness, America's beacon shines through.
And she's still a beacon, still a magnet for all who must have freedom.
The greatest country in the world, America stands for liberty and freedom for all her citizens. Join me, Bill Juneau, on my new show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM as we fight for America.
There is no other place to go.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO 990.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. All right, so we've been talking about week one of the NFL season. We got about 5 minutes left. I think the biggest surprise for me was, truthfully, I didn't think they were going to beat the Jaguars so handedly. But let's see here.
My biggest surprise of week one was the Cowboys. I think the season opener was a great game. I thought it was fantastic. It was a beautiful, high-scoring game. I did not expect Dak Prescott to come out with such heat. I also didn't expect Zuerlein to suck so bad, but I especially did not expect Dak Prescott to come back as strong as he did. He looked phenomenal.
He did look good. I hate to say it because I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Me either.
But yeah, they did look good. And, you know, the only thing I can say about that game is that are both teams that good on offense, or are both teams' defenses that poor? Because that was a high-scoring game.
It was a very high-scoring game. I don't think that either one was too terrible on defense, to be honest. I think that it was just very good. I think it was elite football. And when it came down to it, I think they even said it. The game was going to be won by whoever had the ball last, because it was like a lot of those scores came in the last quarter of it, because it was just a back and forth thing. And that's how it came down, you know?
Yeah. Well, the one thing for sure, the takeaway from that game was that even at 44 years old, Tom Brady is still elite.
Yeah. I'm not trying to gas him up.
Yeah.
But man, you know, you put the ball in his hands and you say, hey, you score or you lose, he's probably going to score.
Yeah, and what a bad loss the Browns had after leading the Chiefs for almost the entire game, and the Browns came out looking good, and then Patrick Mahomes said, "Hey guys, just kidding. We're still the Chiefs, and I'm still Patrick Mahomes, and check this out."
Yeah, the Browns have had a great team for a couple of years now, and they just keep getting better. But I feel like there's just one hurdle that Baker Mayfield and the rest of them just cannot get over, and it is the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. The day the Browns beat the Chiefs is the day the Browns become a new team. And that's really all I got to say about that. I think that once they get over that hurdle, their possibilities are going to start opening up. They just got to figure out that one missing link that they can't figure out.
Well, and if you think about it, if you can't – like when they played each other in the playoffs last year and the Browns, if you can't beat the Chiefs with that, when they lose Patrick Mahomes for the rest of that game, I don't know if you can beat him.
But it's not just Patrick Mahomes. True. You know? Andy Reid is one of the best coaches in the league right now, and he's phenomenal. And even if you sub him out for, like, a lesser quarterback, you still have explosive talent out there. Kelsey is going to get through it no matter what. I think one of the most surprising facts I learned recently is that Gronk is only, like, 3 months older than Kelsey. They're the same age.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you saw Gronk out there killing it.
Yeah.
Kelsey is, like, the top tight end in the league. Kansas City has weapons, and, you know, the Browns keep pace with them. They might have lost, but, man, they're always making them sweat.
Yeah. But, you know, it was great to have football back. And also this weekend, LSU got their first win over McNeese State, which, you know, it's McNeese State, but good to get them on the winning side of things. But apparently, even though they won, Coach O is still frustrated with them. They won 34-7, and apparently Coach O is upset with the offense, and he doesn't feel like sophomore wide receiver Kayshawn Boutte is getting the ball enough. And but you know, then scheme him open. You know, yeah. I don't understand where why he would be upset about that. But I agree, they need to get the ball to him a lot more. But also, I didn't get to see the game this week, but after watching them against UCLA, he had two passes that were in the end zone that he dropped that were very catchable balls. So, yeah, I agree that he's their best wide receiver, and he needs to get the ball more, but he's also going to have to catch the ball more. So, but like I said, a win is a win, and it's still good to get the get out there and get on the winning side of things. So that's going to do it for us, and we're going to get out of here, and we'll be back. You and I will be back tomorrow night to talk some wrestling.
Hell yeah, brother.
And we got a lot to talk about with that because we've been gone for a couple of weeks, and there has been a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling.
You can almost say we've got something to say.
I like what you did there. All right, we're going to get out of here, and until then, we're going to play Gloria. Good night.
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.